A bombshell of the political kind, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown threw himself on the sacrificial altar of parliamentary politics yesterday. He announced he will step down as the leader of the Labour Party in September.
The reason that we have a hung parliament is that no single party and no single leader was able to win the full support of the country. As leader of my party, I must accept that that is a judgment on me.
His decision comes in the wake of last Thursday's election results. As he said, there, no party won a clear majority. Joining us now, Rob Watson, BBC reporter in London. Rob, clearly he says that this is for the good of the party and the country. Do we have any other reasons why Gordon Brown made this decision?
Well, I think there's no doubt that he thought that he was the biggest obstacle to a possible deal, a coalition deal between his governing Labour Party and the Liberal Democrat Party, the party who have suddenly become the kingmakers, despite actually doing rather badly on election night. So that's the whole reason behind it. He thought that he might be the stumbling block, so off he goes. Although it should be said, not immediately. If it's true that the Labour and Liberal Democrats are able to pull off a coalition, he will be around for a few more months.
At least till September. Well, this is probably an attempt to head off the coalition, as you say, between the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats. But if that happens, the irony is the Tories could get shut out of power, even though they won the most seats in the new parliament.
Absolutely. And I think that, of course, is something troubling some inside the Liberal Democrat Party and, of course, some inside the Labour Party who, although, you know, they're politicians, what do they want to do? They want to hold on to power in the case of Labour and in the case of Liberal Democrats to actually get their hands on it for the first time in 60 years. But they are aware that they would be accused of being a coalition of the losers, seeing as they both lost seats in last week's election. So there is a concern in both of those parties, and I can tell you there are plenty of people in all of the main political parties who think, hang on a minute, would we really want to be part of any coalition of any government right now when Britain is facing such a whopping great budget deficit and all sorts of other problems?
That's an interesting question, and it would mean that Britain would have the second unelected prime minister in a row, which many people find unacceptable.
Absolutely. You've just added another problem. I mentioned the issue of legitimacy to losing power, to losing parties in a coalition. And yes, there's this issue of the unelected prime minister. I mean, it's perfectly true that we don't have a presidential system. But the reason why it would just look so weird is that for the first time in British history, we have watched televised debates featuring three men. And hang on a minute, there's the chance that you could have someone in the Downing Street who'd never appeared in one of those debates. I mean, that is wacky.
Okay, so Gordon Brown says the Labour Party should have a new chief in place by the party's conference in September. Who's first in line for that job?
It's difficult to say. It's a competition between two people, Ed Balls and David Miliband. They're two characters in the current government. But I think you're putting the horse ahead of the cart a bit, the cart ahead of the horse there. The first thing to do is to try and figure out who's going to form the next government. And the answer to that,
sure,
we have no idea.
Rob, you know, just one thing. We do political wacky over here, not you, okay? It's us. It's
well,
the
US. We can do it. We can do it a little bit,
oh,
too.
I think the British are pretty good.
We only do it every 30 years, but when we do it big time.
But you go for it whole hog. Okay, Rob Watson, reporter with the BBC, speaking to us from London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.